couple of minutes here to talk with Jason. Is it Sagebeel?
Close enough. Sagebeel.
Sagebeel, a risk management consultant at FC Stone down there in Des Moines. All right, Jason, we had a great day in the grains. Is this just a mad Monday? Are we setting ourselves up for a turnaround Tuesday, or what do you think?
Well, we're probably setting ourselves up for a turnaround Tuesday. Really, the excitement today came more in the soy complex, beans in particular. I think beans is kind of, you know, we continue to hear, continuous reports of improved or better yields than what we anticipated. A lot of bigger production expectations, at least from a yield perspective. However, the soybean complex, some of the managed money there has been on the short side. They've been short beans, and I think right now you're just seeing some liquidation of that short. And also, I think probably whether they want to be friendly or not necessarily friendly ahead of into this report on Friday, I think the marketplace is just saying, hey, you know, what if there's a drop in harvested acres or if there's any change in that? I think you're just seeing some correction in the beans more than anything right now and seeing that market being able to pull its way up.
As we work our way closer to Friday, could we have like a similar direction downward tomorrow as we had upward today?
Yeah, I think this bean market will be a little bit choppy just because of who's in the trade right now. The managed money on that side of the equation is able to move this market a little bit more from instead of just pennies, able to move it nickel and dimes a little bit quicker, probably. I think the producer is busy right now in the field. They're working on getting beans out, and then they'll be working next week, at least part of the Midwest will start price switching over to corn. So the producer's a little bit more interested in actually getting things harvested and done and not seeing much movement in the way of sales by the producer. So right now the money traders are probably dictating this market flow.
All right. Give me 30 seconds on the livestock market. Down day. What happened?
Oh, just continue spillover pressure. We see cash market continue to just stay weaker there. And ultimately, I think that market has just been something that continues to, be under pressure. Demand, it's going to be a demand scenario kind of going forward and from the consumer side, and that'll dictate this market.
All right, Jason Sagebeel, risk management consultant, FC Stone. How do folks get a hold of you, Jason?
Oh, we're down here in Des Moines, 515-223-3728 or jason.sagebeel, that last name's hard, at INTL FC Stone.
All right, excellent. Jason, thanks for the visit. We'll talk to you again one day soon.
All right, appreciate it.
You bet.